hey guys, this is Steve Clifton, the Connections Director here at the Lewis Center campus. Welcome back once again to the DriveCast. We recently kicked off a new series called Guardrails, and it immediately made me think of an incident in my high school days. When I was 16, I purchased a beautiful, new-to-me, silver 1985 Dodge Omni. The sister to that was the Plymouth Horizon. Maybe you're familiar with that. If you're not familiar with either, just kind of picture a box with wheels because it was small and had really narrow tires. After most high school football and basketball games, much of the student body, including myself, would head across the river from Southern Ohio to Huntington, West Virginia, the big city, and go to Gino's Pizza Parlor. Not just because they had good pizza, but they had a good-sized game room next door, so it was kind of like a hillbilly Dave and Buster's. And one night on the way home from there, a friend and I left about the same time, and so naturally, I thought it'd be a great opportunity to race. And the road was a bit damp, but that didn't stop me from taking that turn on the bridge a little too fast, and me and a guardrail on the other side shared an intimate moment, put it that way. That made me think of another high school memory. In science class, we would often watch these old videos of a physics professor. This guy had wild hair, an old corded microphone kind of clipped to the front of his shirt, pulling it down to the point that it would reveal a bit of his chest hair. And this guy was just kind of kooky. I love the guy. He was awesome. But he would kick off every program and say, "I'm Julius Sumner Miller, and physics is my business." And one day he went on to say, "Today we'll be talking about inertia." And I remember that video pretty well. He went on to talk about the law of inertia, which you're probably already familiar with, which states that an object at rest tends to stay at rest, and an object in motion tends to stay in motion. Well, my car that night was in motion and headed one direction around that turn. But my tires couldn't keep me on the road, so my car tended to stay in motion in the way that it was going and slid across into that guardrail and did some pretty serious damage to the old Omni. Now, what does any of this have to do with what we're talking about in this series and the laws that we've been given by God as guardrails as we're talking about them? Well, as I thought about it, I thought about how we tend to place little gods in our lives in the place where God the Father belongs. It made me think about inertia. Maybe that makes me a big nerd. I'll claim that. But how are we pursuing God in our lives? Are we at rest or are we at motion? If God is in the place he should be, which is squarely out in the forefront of everything we do, we are then in motion towards him. We're taking active steps every day in faith as we pursue him, as we move towards him. If he's idle in our lives and we're not spending time with him, then we are at rest. We are not moving towards him. We are not taking daily steps and strides towards him. We are at rest. So how do we go from being at rest to being in motion? And don't get this confused with, you know, be still and know that I am God. When you're still and you're listening to God and you know and you're thinking about your relationship with him and you're listening to his word, that's an activity. That is motion towards him, even in that stillness. So don't confuse that. But I contend maybe we do go back and forth, start and stop, as we kind of battle, at least I do, with, you know, between my flesh and then yielding to the Spirit in terms of resting and then being in motion. And I think we talk about this quite a bit at LifePoint, that we stay in motion towards God through a regular time, regular cadence of spending time in his word, prayer, in communion with other believers and fellowship like life groups, through our service, through evangelism. And that's why our core values at LifePoint are what they are. And we say to keep us in motion towards God, we say that we want to draw life from God and point others towards him. I'm going to pray in just a moment, but before I do, I just want to encourage you to consider joining us at one of our campuses this Sunday. You can find out our service times and you can even watch online if you can't make it in person at lifepointohio.com. Let's pray. God, thank you for the opportunity to share this morning. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your law, the set of guardrails in our lives that exist to help us stay in motion towards you, to help us take daily steps in faith towards you and live in your best. God, if things get in the way, or we tend to put things in the way in our lives and in our hearts and places where you belong that keep us from pursuing you, keep us from being in motion towards you, keep us at rest in thinking we can do it ourselves. God, reveal those things to us. Reveal those things to me and help us to remove them so that we can fix our eyes on you each day and stay in motion towards you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now take a moment and pray on your own.